In today's episode, I will provide a total of 10 reasons why I stick to out-of-the-box functionality in SharePoint.
You're listening to the SharePoint Maven podcast with Greg Zelfond, bringing you proven, practical tips every week on how to correctly set up and adapt to SharePoint and Microsoft 365. If you have questions, Greg has the answers. And now, here's your host, Greg Zelfond.
Hello again, this is Greg from SharePoint Maven, and welcome to episode 187 of the SharePoint Maven podcast. So today I want to talk about my business philosophy, and my business philosophy with SharePoint Maven has been all around using out-of-the-box functionality. What does it mean? So what it means is that when I work with my clients, I never utilize any custom coding. I never utilize any third-party web parts. I never utilize any custom themes or custom scripting or any integration with third-party systems whatsoever. And that has been my business philosophy for the last, pretty much 10 years, ever since I founded SharePoint Maven. Now, I actually recorded an episode on this topic already, but that was back in 2020 when I just started this podcast. So that was 4 years ago. I actually have a few more reasons for using out-of-the-box functionality. So I thought I would re-record kind of this episode. I will record a brand new one and provide you with a total of 10 reasons why I stick to this practice. So the first reason is cost. All right. Obviously, when you are configuring things out of the box, you don't really need to purchase anything else, right? There are no other licenses, for you to purchase. There are no other themes, for the client, I should say, to purchase, and so on. So the first reason why it is beneficial, to stick to out of the box functionality is the cost. You just literally have to, pay for your Microsoft 365 subscription, which I assume you already pay for, and that's pretty much it, all right? Then you have all the tools you might possibly need. So obviously the cost is a big, is a huge, huge factor in my opinion, from the client, perspective. The second reason why I stick to out-of-the-box functionality when I work with my clients is timeline. And kind of the same as with the cost, right? When you just, let's say, have to configure SharePoint intranet and you just maybe need to create a few sites, create a hub site, maybe apply some out-of-the-box, branding, you just configure what's already available. There are, no other web parts to install, no other themes to install. Every time you deal with some third-party components, you obviously need to acquire them first, so there might be a process for that. You need to loan them, you need to configure them. You might need to test them, right, because they're third-party, so you might want to make sure that they're not in conflict with whatever you have. Long story short, again, you have a much shorter timeline with out-of-the-box setup. All right, so that's a huge, huge, benefit as well. The third one is expertise. Look, when you are, let's say you are the client, let's say you are considering, using SharePoint or perhaps already using SharePoint, the expertise is just a Google search away, right? Because everything is done, out of the box. You can easily, find the instructions, somewhere on the web. Or you can hire, a consultant like me, I guess. But you can hire consultants, who specialize in SharePoint. You don't really need to look for that unique expertise and some, third-party theme and some third-party web part that is not as common as, SharePoint and all the other Microsoft 365 applications. So definitely a big reason to possibly stick to out-of-the-box approach. Reason number four, no need to worry about warranty or support. Again, when you are configuring a SharePoint site and, utilize an out-of-the-box features on a library and maybe creating some metadata. As long as you are doing everything again out of the box, there is no need for you to worry about warranty or support, right? I mean, Microsoft has already performed sufficient testing, so the web part works, right? The functionality works. You are just literally adding it to your environment or configuring it, right? That's not the case with third-party applications. Usually, right? There is a bit of custom development involved, and usually there might be a limited warranty period or support period, and it might just cost you extra if you want to extend the warranty and so on. The next reason, important one in my opinion as well, training. Reason number five, training. I mean, look again, once again, if you are configuring things out of the box, and let's say you implemented an intranet, obviously you want to provide some training, right? Maybe live training, maybe on-demand training. By the way, I offer both options. But nevertheless, as long as it's out of the box, I'm sure you can, easily find a relevant training. If you implemented some third-party web parts, if you implemented some third-party, add-ons, themes, or, even worse, if you've done some custom coding, custom development, then, obviously you need some sort of training in those areas, and it just might be a challenge, to find those. Another reason number six, mobile apps. All right, and that's a big one as well. I mean, look, you might do whatever customization you want in terms of custom themes and custom development and maybe some third-party widgets, third-party web parts. But guess what? On a mobile device, you probably rely on Microsoft, mobile applications like OneDrive, and SharePoint and Teams. And those applications, they were designed by Microsoft. All right, your custom themes will not show up on a mobile app. Or whatever customization you did to your SharePoint site or some third-party widgets, they're just not going to propagate to the mobile apps. The mobile apps were designed by Microsoft. There is no way for you to alter those and the experience in those. So you will need to stick to what's available. So again, no matter what you do on the desktop experience, does not really propagate to to the mobile applications. All right. Reason number seven that I want to highlight is, and this is happening all the time. New functionality is always added by Microsoft. All right. Just to give you an example, up until recently, we did not have the ability to request files in SharePoint, right? We only got it relatively recently, both in SharePoint and OneDrive. And up until recently, you had to build more of a custom solution if you wanted this functionality. Well, not anymore. Right now, there is an out-of-the-box way to request files in both SharePoint and OneDrive. And this is huge, right? Again, something that maybe you maybe had to hire a developer in the past for some custom, development project, for some custom functionality. With this request files feature, for example, you no longer need to do that. That's just available out of the box. All right. So once again, Microsoft is always adding new functionalities and new features that make out of the box, functionality even more attractive. Another reason number eight to stick to out of the box functionality are the ongoing changes by Microsoft that might be in conflict with your changes. Just to give you an example, and this is a real example, it happened back in 2021. All right. I don't know if you recall, but at that point, Microsoft rolled out this SharePoint app bar. Essentially, in the upper left-hand corner of each and every SharePoint site, there was this app bar released, and it was just, it would stick on the left-hand side in the upper left-hand corner, no matter which site you were on. And the idea was that you could easily get to any SharePoint site and and read news and access your recent sites and the navigation menu, so it would kind of travel with you. So that was definitely a great addition by Microsoft. The problem was that some organizations implemented some custom themes, And some organizations implemented some custom navigation menu on the left-hand side. And that SharePoint app bar was in conflict now, right? Essentially, I don't know exactly what happened in those cases, but I assume it just covered whatever custom development the client did, all right? Because they were, you had two different things fighting for the same real estate on the screen. As a matter of fact, at some point, Microsoft even allowed to postpone the rollout of the SharePoint app bar. I'm not sure if they any longer do that. Probably not, but at some point you could actually delay it so you could address, your internal whatever, issues and internal, make changes to your internal and custom theme, and possibly move that navigation menu from the upper left-hand corner. Long story short, the lesson learned here is that you do not control the environment, right? Remember, it's not a SharePoint installed in your company servers, right? You're in SharePoint Online, you're in the cloud. Microsoft is in total control of the environment. So if they release, Monday morning a feature that is in conflict with your, some custom thing that you did, or some custom item or whatever web part that you you developed, be ready for the conflict between the two. Reason number nine to consider is the impact of Power Automate and Power Apps, all right? Ever since, those few applications, the Power Platform got released, all of a sudden, the regular members, the regular kind of users of SharePoint and other applications were empowered and, are able to do now things they could not before. Now, I do not consider, to be clear, I honestly do not consider Power Automate and Power Apps kind of out of the box, because you kind of have to know what you're doing. You have to be familiar with the tools, and there is a bit of coding involved, right? It's not totally no coding solution. But still the impact is there. And just to give you an example, out of the box, you can easily create a document approval process, request sign off on a SharePoint, on a document stored on a SharePoint, in a SharePoint document library, or you can create a workflow to, approve new pages and new news posts, or you can create an out-of-the-box workflow, a reminder workflow that will remind you about an expiring, policy or something like that. Right. So again, extremely important here. You should not underestimate the power of and the impact of those, applications that are included in the Microsoft 365 suite. What that means is that, again, that something that was not even possible easily or with, small configuration, all right, is now possible. So, again, what that means is that maybe instead of hiring a third-party developer or purchasing some third-party product or widget or whatever, web part, you should probably consider and just see what's possible out of the box with, Power Automate, for example, Power Apps. And the last reason to stick to out-of-the-box functionality is the flat architecture, all right, flat information architecture we have with modern SharePoint. Unfortunately, many of those custom themes you might find on, on the web, they require you to be in the kind of classic SharePoint, in SharePoint with sub-site architecture. We no longer have sub-site architecture in modern SharePoint. We rely on hub sites. We rely on flat architecture, where each and every site is an independent entity. All right. So some of this, and same applies, by the way, to some of those, web parts, third-party web parts. Some of them. I'm not saying that all of them, but some of them have not been modernized, and they have really been designed for classic SharePoint. So they might force you to utilize the, the classic, SharePoint and subset architecture. And once again, it just doesn't fly with modern, flat information architecture. So yet another reason to stick to just SharePoint out of the box. So this was a summary of 10 reasons, that are fundamental to my kind of business, philosophy. Ever since I mentioned this on my podcast previously, ever since I founded SharePoint Maven back in November of 2013, I've been sticking to this out-of-the-box approach. I never ever utilized any custom coding or third-party web parts or any custom themes. Essentially, every time I work with a client, I only stick to out-of-the-box approach. And what that means for the client is, obviously, very competitive, cost, reduced timeline, and just, many other benefits that I mentioned in this. In this episode already. All right. In the show notes, I will include an article that I wrote on the topic, and it actually includes a summary of the same 10 reasons. So feel free to check it out. But for now, thank you very much for listening. Hopefully, you found this episode useful. And as always, happy to see you on my blog, sharepointmaven.com. And talk to you soon. Goodbye.
You've been listening to the SharePoint Maven podcast with Greg Zelfond. If you enjoyed this episode, please head over to the Apple Podcasts app, leave a review, and subscribe to get updates and the latest episodes. Thank you for listening.